This is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program on KNDY. This is the last week talking to the superintendents, and this week I sat down with the superintendent from the Frankfort Centralia School District, Joel Bickford, and the principal of Axtell Public Schools, Gay Frazee. They were both excited to talk about changes and improvements that the schools and community helped with. Joel talked about the new two-year project at the Centralia Playground and some new students.
We're like I say, you know, just the projects alone have been some. Our playground, and it's beautiful, you know, the playground is a handicap accessible. It's one of the only in the state that's fully going to be handicap accessible. It's going to be a two-year project next year. The surface gets a pour-in-place surface, too. So it's a big project that costs us a lot, but we think the last one lasted 25 years, and if this one does, you know, we got to get it right. So we put a lot of effort in. That has taken a lot of time. But if we get that done, our schools are looking wonderful right now. So, but as far as a no cell phone policy, we're going to chase that. We're also taking the time to revisit our bullying policy internally and kind of revise that as well. And I don't know, we have our capacity numbers set, but we like to think that we're going to just remain steady as that goes in enrollment. I don't see a huge rush of students coming in open enrollment. We do see some, but not a huge rush. We didn't get any big surprises.
Gay talked about how the community built a new fitness center across the street from the school so it can be used by the students as well.
Biggest change that I'm excited to share is that the community built Axtell Fitness Center that's located just across the street from the school. This new facility is a fantastic addition for our students, as it will be utilized by our weight classes and all our athletic teams. It's also a great opportunity for our students to enhance their physical fitness and for us to continue promoting healthy lifestyles. And I'm incredibly grateful for our community support in making this possible.
We talked about what they're looking forward to with the new school year. Joel is looking forward to seeing the new teachers that had filled the 11 positions that he had open.
I think I'm looking forward to the new faces in different places. You know, we were fortunate. We filled all of our positions, and we had 11 new teaching positions, and those were filled. And we replaced five paraeducators. We're still short a few bus drivers, but we think we can make that work. But we're excited to see all the new people and the changes they bring and the opportunities, just some of the new and exciting ideas, I guess, from outside.
Gay is looking forward to seeing what all the students and staff can achieve individually and together.
I'm looking forward to our students and staff. They have a very strong tradition of excellence. I'm excited to see what we can achieve together, whether it's in the classroom or the field. I think here at Axtell, we have both. We have very strong athletics. We have very strong academics. And I'm confident that we can work together and succeed in both areas.
Accomplishments come and go, but there is that one accomplishment that will stick with you and that you're proud of. Joel's accomplishment is that he likes to keep in communication with his students.
The one accomplishment I'm proud of. Well, I like to think that I've improved communication throughout the district because I write a weekly email, a monthly column, a monthly video, and then I do a every other week video with our students called Vic's Pick. So I like to improve the communication, and that's probably the biggest accomplishment is we've done that. We've improved communication. We also have both sides communicating out regularly through both sides, meaning both of my schools, Centralia and Frankfort's communication has improved both internally and externally. This year, we're going to keep on that improvement, and we're going to strive to get even better as we push forward. We've got some safety enhancements, but in the idea of communication, we're working in the building. We've replaced our internal communication systems as well. So we'll have a brand new intercom bell clock system too. So I'm just kind of proud that we're moving forward on some things that maybe had been, I don't want to say neglected, but hadn't got done for a while. So we're trying to pick up some things.
In talking with Gay, I got the feeling that she was very proud of all of her students. She was bragging on how they were very good on and off the field.
Pride in the determination of our students. It is evidence in their academics and their athletic success. Last year, we won two state championships, and the average GPA of those athletes was over 3.7. You know, and it's very rewarding to see that we excel in both areas equally. It's not one or the other. So, you know, it's kind of nice to see their dedication, they have great work ethic, and that they can do both. I would like to give one more shout out to our booster club. We have a fantastic booster club that, along with the community, really supports this school. And without them, we couldn't do a lot of the things that we do. So their support is really, really appreciated.
I would like to thank Joel and Gabe for being the guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. If you'd like to listen again, you can always go to sunflowerstateradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.